when I was leaving, Afghanistan was kicking off, and then 2003 you had the build up for Iraq, so the whole of my unit was deployed. You know, it was right down to skeleton staff. There was hardly anyone on camp, so I didn't really have the resettlement courses available. It was really a case of 1 minute in the army, the next day out of the army, and that was a massive shock to my system. I didn't go out to a job. My idea was I wanted to go travelling without a rifle in my hand. I was planning to go to Australia, but then me and my friend, we changed our mind and we went to Southeast Asia. We travelled to Southeast Asia. But 2 months before I went to Southeast Asia, it was a day or two after actually leaving the army, I was getting dropped off at my mum's house and I had a full-blown, well, at the time I thought I was having a heart attack, but it was a full-blown panic anxiety attack. Really, really bad. And from that day, I've never had anxiety in my life before or depression, never before. But I don't know if it was because I didn't have the security of the army no more. I didn't have the mates around me. But it's just from that day, it's really 2003. That's my life just changed really for the worst. I ended up going travelling and I didn't come back until 2006. I wasn't in the tourist area or anything like that. I was living in the sticks in the middle of in the jungle area with all the locals, and I was just a totally different, had no regard for my life, didn't care about anything. I look back at it now and I think, how I'm alive, I do not know. I think it would have been a lot worse. I mean, I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I've had to, it wasn't just the financial support and the course they give you, but it's also, you know, the caseworker giving you pep talks, you know, guidance, letting you know there's people there. I'd hate to imagine how we'd be without the British Legion. I really, really would, because unfortunately, in the economic climate that we have today, there's no way the government or this country could give the support that charities, the British Legion, do for our ex-forces and serving forces. So for 90 years, they've been helping people day in, day out. I mean, the amount of money they spend on people daily and time. And not only that, the volunteers who take time out of their lives to voluntary help people, to go around people's house and do voluntary work. I mean, it's amazing. The things they do is really, really vital. I just hope that everyone, when you do that minute silence, just think of all those brave people out there that are doing stuff for us, you know, letting us stand there with a minute's silence with no hostilities in this country.